It happened in the time when the stakes were still raised and witches were burned on the town square in Sponshin. The people were superstitious and would often accuse women of evildoing. They believed that milk shouldn't be sold after sunset. Once, one of the farmers living in a village near Sponshin was visited by an elderly woman who said she needed some milk. As it was already after sunset, the farmer refused, fearing God's wrath. The woman stopped asking and resorted to threatening him and his family. The next morning, the farmer's wife saw in the cowshed a giant toad sucking on the cow. The farmer stabbed the toad with a pitchfork, but the amphibian vanished into thin air. When he went to the market, he saw the woman he had met the night before, who had a white cloth wrapped around her head. He raised the alarm and, calling for the help of others, captured the alleged witch and gave her to the Vogt court. After torture and painful interrogation, the woman admitted to witchcraft. She said she would visit people and cast dark magic upon them, and that she was aided by three devils. She also confessed that she wasn't the only witch in those parts. There were more of them, and they would convene at midnight at Lake Buendno, near Nova Vyesh Zbionska. The court had no doubts and sentenced the woman to trial by water and trial by fire. The trial by water consisted in submerging the alleged witch in the Obra. If she wouldn't drown, the trial by fire was administered on a stake, which was always raised in the town square.